Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:10, Brock, Hunter.
It's not going to be May.
May.
It's definitely June.
I was trying to think of a fun way to do that, but I can't think of one right now.
There isn't that, so I just said it that way.
It's going to be June. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Ruined it. Did we play that on the first day of May? I don't think we were in when that happened.
No, it was definitely the weekend, I thought. Yeah, you're right, because we came in and we forgot to.
We totally forgot to do it. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a great part where he goes, it's going to be May. And it's instead of saying me, he says May.
May, and for some reason.
It's great. It's great. It's Justin. Justin can do what he wants.
He's a lot more famous and good looking and everything around that area than us.
I wouldn't say a lot more, right? Maybe like just a little bit more.
Dreaming, buddy.
Damn you, Justin. You got it all. All right, let's keep moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Andy's a hell of a golfer, dude.
Yeah, he is. He's a basketball player. I think he's good at football, too. He's good. He's got it all. Tiny penis. That's what it is. That's what he's got.
How do you know?
Yeah, it's probably huge. Probably just a big old hammer. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call him 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. You know what to do. Pump it.
Pump it out, yeah.
Well, a stripper with the Twitter profile name Reverse Cowgirl 69 tweeted something Reverse Cowgirl 69 tweeted something that economists might want to look into. She said, quote, the strip club is sadly a leading indicator, and I can promise y'all that we are in a recession. Once again, Reverse Cowgirl 69 on Twitter says that because the strip clubs are not doing well, we are in a recession.
Oh, boy. Gee, that is kind of sad, though. The strip clubs aren't doing well.
Well, I mean, that's actually maybe not a bad indicator, all right? Because if we got extra money, we got money to throw around. Well, lots of times guys are going to go to the strip club and make it rain. Not me personally, because, you know, I'm not that kind of guy. What am I kidding? I love
strip clubs. Shut up. You are that guy. You're just married and with a kid now.
I love strip clubs. I love them, man.
beat around the bush.
Maybe Reverse Cowgirl 69 is onto something. So, I mean, Hunter, when's the last time you were at a strip club?
It's been quite some time.
Right?
I will tell you that much. It has. It's been quite some time.
And
but
even if right now someone was like, hey, let's go to the strip club. First of all, I'm going to think, man, that's a lot of gas to get there. Okay. So, and gas is not cheap right now. And then, am I at the point right now? My bills are due. Can I just make it rain? I don't got that extra kind of income. It's tight right now. So
is what they're saying is the strip clubs are empty now?
Yeah, just not doing well, which means we're not doing well as an economy. We're in a recession.
Well, I mean, you could say that with any job. You can see it with it's just not the strippers that are seeing it. Hey!
Well, but
come to us, we'll tell you.
The strippers make it on people's expendable income, right? Think about that. Because it's not like you're going there when things are tight, right? You go there when you got, like, I got an extra $50 in ones. Let's go to the strip club, right? That's what it is.
You know how hard it is to launder money when people aren't coming into the club? We don't have any cash flow, man. How am I supposed to?
It's impossible.
Do things with this dirty money, you know?
Well, long story short, I think economists should pay attention to Reverse Cowgirl 69, all right? She's apparently got her finger on the economic pulse.
Choice of words, Brock. Choice of words.
She's got her finger on and around it. She's got a tight grip. She's got a tight grip.
Buy it.
On what's going on in the economy right now.
Yeah. Maybe choose a more serious name.
Username. I trust someone named Reverse Cowgirl 69. Come on now.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a dude behind that computer.
Look.
Leaning sideways. It's like 900 pounds.
That's a very advanced move, okay? So if she takes that name, she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. Why? You turn it around? Okay. Looks like the legendary DeLorean is being resurrected with a new take on the car, and it's called the DeLorean Alpha 5. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it will feature the iconic gullwing doors that made the car famous in the 80s, and it's going to be electric.
I've seen pictures. I've actually watched a little thing on it.
It's pretty sweet, dude.
It really looks awesome. And I always love the old DeLoreans. You could slap an electric motor in the old DeLorean.
Yeah, the old DeLoreans are sweet. Obviously, Back to the Future made them like extremely, extremely famous and extremely sought after. But honestly, the old DMC DeLoreans, slow, crappy, heavy.
Oh, yeah. The doors would always, the hydraulics that held the doors open would always give out and just slam down.
Wham! But, dude, you know what? Just the old DeLoreans are awesome. It was one of the first gullwing cars that I had ever seen as a kid watching that movie.
Dope, dude.
It is dope. And you know what? The new one, man, it is sick.
Yeah.
They really lowered it. They really widened it. Fiberglass body. I mean, it is just... The thing looks sick.
Well, you and I won't be able to afford one. So, obviously, since we're in a, according to Reverse Cowgirl, we're in a recession. So,
you know what's wild, though? For a while, though, the original DeLoreans were pretty affordable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a super expensive car. That movie made it, man. But, hey, how'd you chop off your arm? Door on my DeLorean fell off.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Lastly, Harrison Ford made a surprise visit to the Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, California, to announce the release date for the next Indiana Jones film.
Oh, I've seen the poster for this.
Dude, he walked out on stage to the theme from Raiders of the Lost Ark and announced that the next film in the series will come out in June of 2023.
Wow.
He said, quote, "I'm really proud of the movie that we made, so I'll be seeing you around campus." Enough! Harrison Ford.
Hey, come on, come on, dude.
Dude, they should have hung it up during that one crystal.
The alien one,
right? The alien one. Are you kidding me? And we're still making these?
There's a part, well, Shia LaBeouf's in that one, right?
Yes, yes.
And there's a part where Shia LaBeouf is swinging on some vines or whatever,
dude,
like through the
monkeys,
jungle.
With the monkeys,
it
dude.
Is so, it, the CGI is so bad, and it is so like, oh.
That movie
You guys let that in the movie, huh?
And here's the thing. That movie was supposed to wrap everything up. We find out that, I'm going to spoil it for you, worst effing movie in the world. All right, we find out, okay, Shia LaBeouf is his kid. He marries the lady from the first one. Like, everything comes full circle, and then the aliens are there. Like, it's a god-awful movie, but it should have wrapped everything up. And now, and dude, he's 80 years old. What is he doing? Like, I'm not going to believe
it. Still got the whip, man.
Ah.
Is he going to drop his hat?
Stop it. All right, Harrison Ford, please, for all that is holy and good.
You know, it's going to be like, Liam Neeson in one of the last Takens. Like, the dude can barely run. His sprint now is like a jog. Like a power walk.
Yeah, chasing guys down on one of those old fogey scooters, you know, those jazzy scooters.
You took my daughter. It'll be the end of it.
You get hanging up, Harrison, man, you know.
Like, the only thing I would be okay with is...
Isn't he kind of grumpy, too? It's like,
dude, he's been grumpy since the 70s, all right? Yeah. He hasn't wanted to act at all, and I don't know why he's doing this to himself.
We know you don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. The paycheck must just be insane. But he's 80 years old, okay? The last one I saw had aliens in it. I'm just done with it. I'm end it.
But are you going to go watch it, though?
No. I refuse, just like the last Jurassic Park. I'm done. I'm done with you, Hollywood.
Five.
God almighty. Anyway, so. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 102.